In the Rose Book, Garden of Wisdom, it talks about how the simpleton and the sophisticate were having dinner, and a messenger came in and says, "The devil's come for you." Mm-hmm. The simpleton immediately got terrified and went to the Sonic, the miracle worker, for an amulet. And, of course, the sophisticate just poo-pooed it. What do you do when the devil comes for you, when the incredible amount of impurity drops down for a two-day visit?
Oh, boy.
And you could feel it. And other people can feel it.
The Rebbe says that the amulet, the protection from the defilement, is the Torah.
That's me.
The Torah. Try to learn Torah with Koach. Try to focus on Torah. Try to think in Torah. Try to daven with a lot of enthusiasm. And most importantly, go to the tzaddik. Like, that's the beginning of relating, connecting to the tzaddik. Try to connect to the Rebbe, to the Rebbe, to really feel it and be part of it. And feel compassion for the poor people or person who's in this place. Nebuch. How sad. How sad to be. And that's really what it is, because the devil comes anyway. In other words, they're in the same boat, but one guy, the one who figures it out, he's worried about it, he thinks about it, he's protected. And the other guy, it's all going to be very blithe. He goes blithely down the road, you know, paved with good intentions. Like, he doesn't know where he's going, but he's going the wrong places. And that means he's experiencing, it's not fun. Something very, very very integral missing. Very often people in such a situation like to move around a lot. Go here, go there. I heard about one guy who liked to involve in cultures. Learn new culture, new language, whatever he did there. Try to help the natives, as it were, or whatever. And he confided with a friend of his. He told her, she was too religious. He said, I don't know what it is. This last time, it's been 6 months as usual. It took me ages to get the language. Everything was so hard. And she's thinking to herself, well, buddy, you're like, pushing 50, pushing whatever he's holding. I'm like, yeah, your memory and your retention, it's just like, you're not settled. You have, like, he just keeps running to here and there and here and there and back and back. Find some other fun thing to do. Great. And do you get anything out of it? Did it give you anything? Does that have any meaning? Meaning? Don't bother me about meaning. There'll be plenty of time for that. Marriage, plenty of time. Raising a family, plenty of time. Is he doing it? No. Well, what happened? I don't think about it. There'll be plenty of time. That's the sophisticate's way. So the problems that we all have and we all have to face, he doesn't deal with it. Don't need the Torah, don't need the Tzaddik, don't need anything. Okay, so then you're not in the greatest place. I feel bad for you. I wish I could help you. Cool guy. Poor man or woman.
Yeah, because it's like, this is the first time where I really felt the impurity. It's like a being in quicksand.
Wow. Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely hard. Being someone like this can be very difficult. A lot of power, mun. It's also the bechim of the tzaddik. Rabbi Nosson said, you just hold your stand. It says in the exchange children, that everyone went into this garden, they were afraid. But there was a statue there, and everyone went to that statue, stood near the statue, were okay. So that's the bechim of the Shabbos. The person stands, he holds on to this emuna, the connection to Hashem. So then, it doesn't matter. Like, what am I worried about? Hashem sent me this person. Hashem sent me this situation. That's what I need now. It's just a way of clarifying my impurities. No problem. So, thank you, Hashem. Help me get through this. Show me what to do here. And that's
so then, being sensitive enough to really detect it in a way is positive.
Very positive. Very positive. Because that's the, when you know there's a problem, that's half a solution, as people say. And it's certainly true. You're like, I don't want this. You're exposed to about it. You can make a little more exposed. Try to focus on the movements and use them to measure. This is what I need. Please help. It's very strange. In our life, you sometimes feel pushed in a particular way. And, you can get over the first time you're pushed, and then it happens again. From another angle, like, what is going on?
Exactly.
What is going on?
Exactly.
I'm being pushed. Why am I being pushed? All right, it's time to reevaluate. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. What's going to help me here? It becomes like not leaving us alone. It's time to move us a little. Do a drop. Get somewhere. Come on. We gently pushed along, and maybe not so gently.
So we're basically being elevated?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Opportunity Foundation.
Getting ready for the light.
Yes, Mashiach. Absolutely. And also, a person has his own impurities that he's able to deal with. It hits him. Why is it? Well, the Rebbe says, he says, well, a person who's a eunuch, right? So is eunuch. He has no ability to have any kind of relations with someone of the opposite sex at all, right? So he's not going to have any problem. He can be presented with the most beautiful woman in the world, in the most enticing pose, and who knows what she's interested in, and it won't make any difference because it just doesn't speak to him. It's not his language. She says the same thing when a person has true purity. She says, things that are anti-muna, it's like a eunuch. Like, what are you talking about? He doesn't even get it.
Yeah.
So the problem is we haven't been raised in America with all the nice stuff we got there. The Biskarov said, someone asked him when he come to America to raise money, he said, I wouldn't even fly over America because of the defilement will just like penetrate the plane. So forget about going there. I don't want to fly over the place. So it's like we came from a very special environment, we're very special, we have special needs, and like slowly but surely we're trying to purify ourselves a little at a time. We're not there. We're going to get to a point where these things are not interested ever, no matter what. It doesn't talk to me, it's not my language, it's not mine. What are you talking about? I'm the language of Muna, the world of Muna. It's a big struggle, to try to get to this place where we have the amulet, protection, which is where a person who's got such a Muna, this is like kid stuff. Like, what are you talking about? This is not real. This is not genuine. It's nothing. They won the game! So, like my one Rosh Hashim put it, you know, our Polish janitor, he's like throwing the ball through the hoop. Yeah, I won it. He's like, I don't get it. So they got the ball through the hoop. I mean, like, so what? I just don't understand it. Please explain it to me. Why are they so excited? He got 20 times the ball through the hoop, and they only got 18 times. So, he just doesn't. That's how we have to be, the same way. Someone's like not sports literate, he doesn't care. Except in terms of things that are a test. Things that are against Emuna, writing, things that are different philosophies against Emuna, different. But then Rav Nosson, even politics. You're talking politics. Where is the Borei Kol Olamim? What about the Creator here? Putin, this one, that one, him, that, and then there's a master moving everything. Listen, he did this, and he did that, and he did. Where is the master here? What are you talking about? He did this, he did that.
In the end of the day, what effect does it have on my Buddha? Teach us in the Baal Tefillah. It's like, well, he says, well, that's his Buddha, so what? Like, you know, I have my Buddha.
Absolutely. Everyone has their own challenges. But when I feel that, when I'm confronted with the same, like exactly like you said, the same war, the same difficulty, the person who's going to watch it, he's going to be the one to win. And that's the story I said yesterday. I don't know. I hope you edited out the last part of the shiur, the whole business
thing. I haven't even edited it.
Whatever.
It's an hour and a half. I had to figure out how I'm going to...
I'm sorry. At the end, last 10 minutes or something. I don't remember how long. The last 10 minutes we were talking about that, I thought, just to get rid of it. I think it's not going to help anyone. But I'll repeat the story. The story was a good story, Baruch Hashem. You've heard the story. About the Avedo. You know, the lost object.
Mm-hmm.
The Rebbe Chaim Tzanz calls someone in. He says, would you return a purse full of money? He's like, of course. You're talking like a fool. Just stand over there. Call another one. Again, I don't suggest calling anyone sharp things, let your level to know it will help them, and I hurt them, okay, I'm not saying, but this is what happened. Called the next kid, he was serving on the level. Called the next person in, would you return? Well, after you return it, what do you mean? People probably give up on it, it is fair, the halachas, this technicality, that technicality, I don't have to return it, it's mine. You're talking like a wicked person, go stand in the corner. And they called another person in, would you return this purse for gold, for money? He said, well, I'd like to say I'd return it. Like to say, but I know there's Yitzhar and it comes in. But at this place, or at this part of Shulchan Aruch, maybe the guy gave up on it, he despaired, people were not honest, were going through the streets. Most of the people are not honest, people would steal it, probably was stolen, if he gave up on the money, it's not his money anymore. I'm afraid, I hope I would, but I don't know what I would do. He said, oh, you're the one who's gonna, you'll return it. So you have the simple things like, whoa, I feel something, what's going on? Another guy's
right,
like,
exactly.
Oh, this is nothing, this doesn't matter. It's just my blogs. It's just my, you know, it's just what I do, you know, on the internet. What are you talking about? This doesn't matter. You see this, what's the difference? So he's like, I'm in big trouble. And then the guy who's worried, he finds protection to get him way through. You get through it. You can do it. That's the difference. If you don't know there's a challenge, you're really finished. You're really done. And like, it's the same, again, the same with the yichud. This is yichud. blend. It's white, and now you're together with the lady, what could happen? But then when there's a chemistry and people are having a hard time, whatever it is, things happen all the time. And they're like, well, what happened? What happened was you didn't know that humans have weaknesses and you have to be careful. And part of one way to protect from weaknesses, even for religious people, is yichud. Be careful with yichud. And otherwise, you get big trouble.
Let's define yichud.
Yichud is that a person is not allowed to be together alone in a place that's not public, that someone can't come in, with somebody who's a member of the opposite sex. It also applies to someone who has trouble with someone of the same sex. He can't be also. That means he had a problem. Doesn't mean he had a thought or not. He had a problem. But that's what Shavanoch says.
Or even a public place.
Public place is more complicated. Yeah. If there's no people around, like it's 3 a.m, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You can't go walking through the forest. You know, it's also yichud. Be careful.
Yeah.
But yeah, like for example, a doctor, for example, locks the door. You have a problem. Yichud problem. Unless someone should come in and admit. With someone else, it's like, what's the different halachas? What to do and how to do it, and that is protection.
Or a teacher, or someone working in school.
Yeah, also definitely.
Actually had certified courses that we had to sign and take every single year.
Wow. Yeah, no, for sure, it's no different. No different. Unfortunately, it's today in our day and age. No, what's the difference? People are weak, they have their weaknesses, they have their problems, and they can fall. It's very easy. For today, especially. So. Unbelievable how easy it is. Falling is like, just a click away. No problem, just a click away. And then this gets less interesting, so get something else that interests you. Nothing else. It's all just a click away. No problem. Another click, this click, that click, this way, that way. No problem. Very, very, very bad. It's not even disputable. It used to be, how did you find things that weren't so nice? You had to really work hard. Find pictures that are really, and even a secular person understands, are really disgusting, lead to bad things. I'm not talking about regular pictures. It was impossible. Unless you were really, you had money and you were really sick. Today, no problem. What's the problem? No problem. It's important to find it. You just got to upload. Who knows how many people like this there are around. That's one of the big problems of the internet in general. You don't know where it's going to lead you. You don't know what's going to take you. You don't need to. It's not only the internet, it's a lot of this, the computers in general, even video games. When you figure out what can be bad at video games. I think they found that in Vietnam they had to work really hard to train the soldiers to be willing to shoot. To shoot someone was reprehensible to an average teenager.
Yeah.
And in the Iraq War, no problem.
Yeah.
Boom, what's the problem? You shoot the trigger and he dies. No problem.
Just like the video game.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's like, what's the big deal? What could be? What could be? These guys, and all the murder name on TV. And it made a difference. Well, and your average Joe. Average Joe saw murder all the time. What's the big deal? What do you mean? He's the enemy. You shoot him and he dies. You see people like, he's the enemy. He's a human being. You can't shoot a human being. So no, we have to listen. You're right. But there are exceptions. And this is an exception. So what are we trying to help these people? Whatever. If they would help him, who knows? Okay, that's a different point. I don't know. But one way or the other way, they had a word, they had to get them through something.
Yeah.
Well, today, like, any kid could shoot somebody. What's the deal? What's the problem? Unbelievable. It's just like, it's like people that we don't even understand. And it's like totally, you become, I don't know what, you become someone who can literally just explode. Like, when people, they sat there, they ordered it, they're taking food. You know, they for day after day, when you have so many days consecutively sitting, and all the time you get up, your weary bones to use the toilet, so something blows up and that person dies. And you got to get up at least a little, 10 minutes of walking, something. You can't just have a guy come into your house and pay him or whatever. You gotta move. You just sit in a comfortable chair. It's not, humans were not designed to do that. We were made to do more effort than just sit there. So the person can get to a place where he doesn't see that that's a problem. What's the problem? He has friends, Facebook friends, a million Facebook friends. He never talks to anybody, never has any real social interaction, never cares necessarily, really, just over the screen. So I'm like, where are you? Who are you? What do you mean? Don't you see my profile? I'm sorry, that's not going to do it. That doesn't cut it. It's not real. Of course it's real. Look at all the posts, look at all the likes and the not likes. That doesn't make you really, you're real. We're fighting, it's a big, big fight. And today, you look at it, it's unbelievable. Can't believe it. See, I don't know. What is this? What is this thing? Again, most of what Shapiro says to the internet, you have to always be connected. That's beautiful, but can you really do that? Can you? It's a very hard lesson to learn. So we, when they said, who was one of the great Hasidic masters? Who was it? Maybe the Rebbe. I don't remember. One of the great Hasidic masters, he would say, from a telegraph we learn, every word counts. From a telephone we learn, you speak here, they hear you far away, they hear what you say. Wow. He had another one, I forgot. I don't know, but he had another one. And the internet, it's like always to be connected. It's like, it's so hard that everything you do stays. It's like very not simple to figure out, to navigate through our crazy world. And it's just going to get crazier. It's just going to get crazier. It's not going to get, there's going to be a time when this is all going to be available. We'll have the technology, most likely. That's anyone who knows. Again, I'm not a technical person who knows, but for sure they're working on it. Just satellite broadcasts in a way that's not going to hopefully destroy the ecology, the bees, and those what. Anyone who wants to go down the street and he has internet access, no problem. You just need a little something, a few bucks, a watch, or whatever.
Chip in their head.
Yeah, or even worse. That's even worse. Sorry, Chris. I hope not. It works. Much worse, huh?
They're working on
it. I know they're working on it.
And they claim they want to do it so they can help people who can't see.
Well, they will. And they'll help people who can't see. That's
amazing.
Yeah. I've seen the technology. I've tried the technology. And I started with Kurzweil back in the 70s. I've seen everything. I've tried everything.
Wow.
And I have all certifications.
Under the sun?
Hmm?
Under the sun?
CompU mostly.
Yeah.
And it's got to a point where give me a Gemara, give me Rabbi Nachman's stories, and that's it. Especially Rabbi Nachman's stories.
Uh-huh.
Because he explains everything.
Yes,
you want history? Read the Master Prayer.
Oh, yeah, it's all in there, that's for sure. It's all in there. Let me drop.
Oh, before Rosh Hashanah, could we cover Shemitah?
Yes, definitely.
Because it's coming up.
Definitely. Yes, we will cover Shemitah. Not Nari, but we can cover the Chassidut, and we can cover the Halacha also. We can do both. Because certainly, for me, like I said, I just moved, and I actually have a little bit of property. And for the first time, I used to have an apartment upstairs, and now I'm on the ground floor. So it's like all these Halachas that had no relevance.
Yeah.
You know, you leave it, you forget it, you do this, you take your grapes, there's no grapes now, there might be. But there are different things. It becomes like, Shemitah becomes totally a different, like, okay, can I water these plants? And that water plants, how much can I water these plants? It's like it becomes and real. It was like, you know, you go to
my wife has all these potted plants.
Uh-huh.
What do we do? I mean, Shemitah
is, what's the pot? Is it potted? Is it, do you have to worry? Don't have to worry. What is it?
Exactly.
100%. Yeah, so we'll have to do that position. I'll have to make the time for it. See how it comes to mind. I want to try to do the Dafayomi thing, maybe, if you're willing. Maybe on Wednesdays. Rabban had a very good idea. He says, anyway, Wednesday, very often people stay for a Brody. You want to hear a Brody at 7. So that's a perfect day to go from 3 to 7. It's not so bad. It's like, that's the day, anyway, you want to be here at 7. That's what is the thought. So I want to tell, what I wanted to do is give, like, maybe a printout of the Gemara in English, make point by point summary we have, just see it, talk about it, maybe even see it again, and then go dot by dot, see where and what, and just getting through it. Like Alfred Kelm says, he says, you have to have a basic idea of what the Gemara says, and then plug it into the words. Don't try to learn the words and get out what it's saying. That's harder, unless you're advanced enough to see how one fits with the other. So that becomes easier. So I think that in something like 4 hours, we should be able to manage all 7. That's the plan.
7
That's the plan.
7 Oh, you mean for the week?
Yeah. Exactly. That's the plan. So Wednesday, we'll see if that works. So we'll try.
Great.
That's
really great.
Maybe we won't go with Dafayomi. Maybe we'll start with Rosh Hashanah and see where we get to. That means when you finish Rosh Hashanah, you'll get to it. We'll try that. You know, we'll see how things work for us. So we'll do our best.
That's great. That's great.